Isn't that something for the board to decide on? We made a motion here months ago to make it 70 seconds each. It was 70 seconds passed a long time ago.
Okay, you're...
So why is it 120 now? Is that something for the governance committee to decide? This is up to a vote here?
Go ahead and wind down now, Steve.
Okay, we've got... This is public... The public's time to talk, okay?
Well, how much?
Okay.
How long?
I'm going to... Excuse me. Mr. Kaiser, I asked Ms. Virgo to keep time during the public comment section. Thank
okay.
you.
2 minutes.
She will keep time. Thank you.
Point of order. The amount of time for public comment is restricted. To be fair to everyone who cares to speak, to give a public comment, it would be wise for the chair to be flexible to allow as many people to speak as possible. Giving too many minutes or too much time to one person, there may be five or six people who are able to speak within the constricted time, but it will deny speaking rights to a number of people. So I think the chair should be flexible regarding how much time should be given in public comment by each speaker.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. We're within our 15 minutes if everybody has 10 minutes. If they will concise it, do it. Go.
All right, Jamie, I
was told 2 minutes by the chair.
Could the public speaking please begin and everybody else hush?
Hello, John, KPFK listener sponsor. I think the chair on the previous matter is allowed to make the ruling he did. The bylaws does not include a process. It is the job of the chair to rule, to interpret and apply rules. That's part of what they do. The bylaw says that someone is effectively resigned. Well, that doesn't include a process. It just says, bing, it's done. And whose job is it to see that that's happened? The board officers. So, also, decisions can be made without outside of a meeting. When I was secretary, we removed people from the board for lack of attendance. We just did it. We said they missed 3 meetings, and we sent them an email, said, you're off the board, and we contacted the replacement. We did it without ever having a vote or without ever meeting because three missed three and you're gone. So that's that. Also, the delegates classification was created to prevent the PNB from overruling the LSB on certain matters. You as delegates are equal to anyone else. This was done, the delegates classification was created because the old PNB used to refuse to seat LSB elected delegates. And, well, what the hell is that? That's why the lawsuits came about in the 2000s, because the PNB refused to seat your representatives and said, well, you know what, we have a delegates classification that's equal across the board and you can't do that anymore. So keep that in mind, that you're a delegate, you're equal. Also, this, what we went through today is a sorry thing that's happened numerous times in this foundation, and it's the result of what happens when you legislate based on fear. Because there was a fear back then that the Democratic Party was going to take over the foundation and turning it into an organ of propaganda. In order to prevent that from happening, they said, oh, well, we won't have elected officials on this board.
15 seconds.
All right? We won't have people running for public office on board. And I think that was a mistake. All right? So we have this cordon sanitaire keeping out people who are on commissions. So if you're on the board of the
time.
LA, thank
time.
You.
I'm sorry. I'll give everybody a 1 minute warning, okay? And then 10 seconds.
Thank you. First, I'm not shocked at what just happened. However, to the credit of the eminence of the bylaws, in 2004, I ran for this board. I was disqualified for the mere reason that I was also running as, for the LA City Council against John Perry, District 9. And I accepted that. However, there's a lot riding over here today, and it's despicable on the action of this board, the majority, that is. And that's something that needs to come back to haunt each and every one of you. By the way, I noticed that on the KPFK.org site, on two areas, both the calendar events and the area in the front page where the LSB meetings are scheduled, I don't know if this was done purposefully, but each committee and two that were never scheduled, or three. The others have conflicting dates and times. And that is something that very, very, very interesting, creating a great deal of confusion. The other thing is that Grace and Ken Aaron are being investigated for their income taxes since 2009, with conflicting, interesting information, which seems to be in violation of Pacifica. So don't be moving to, your day is coming up.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. I was in front of you, Rodrigo. Hi, everyone. What I have not heard from Sharon Brown is she signed this statement in order to run for the LSB. I am an eligible listener, sponsor, member in good standing. I am 16 years of age or older. I do not hold an elected or appointed public office at any level of government, nor am I a candidate for such office. I would like to hear from her why she declined to state that she was, in fact, a member. She was an appointed member by a L.A. County supervisor at the time that she signed the statement. I mean, she declined. I mean, she misled us. She deceived us. I voted for her based on I thought she was an honest broker, but now we find out that she was, in fact, withholding information that would have made her ineligible to run for this board. It's not that the board is removing her. It is that we discovered that she deceived us, and she was not, in fact, even eligible to run when she did run. And that is a disappointment to find out that she wasn't honest with us. The comparison with Dan Siegel is really off. I mean, the difference in their positions is significant, and it really is not going to hold up.
Details, please.
There's
plenty out there. There are plenty out there, number one. And number two,
I'm sorry, time.
Adam, you really should not be speaking to the listeners when they make public comment.
Time for everybody. Hush.
Go ahead. Sí, buenos días. Mi nombre es Rodrigo Argueta. Soy parte de la Asociación de Programadores en Español. No, nosotros hacemos programación
Could
en
everybody
español.
Not speak when somebody's speaking, please?
Estamos entregando aquí un documento donde se muestra lo que recaudamos el año pasado en las recaudaciones de fondos que hicimos como parte de la Asociación de Programadores en Español de KPFK. My name is Rodrigo Argueta, part of the Spanish Language Association of KPFK. We are giving you a document that explicit, you know, about 19 to 20,000 we raised last year for KPFK. For some people up here who says that the Spanish language program is not raising money, you can go to the records. That's what we raised. And we made many events, many more than this local station board did. But I think did maybe one or maybe hasn't done any. So, and we got like, you know, tons of people that we are training.
1 minute.
Tenemos mucha gente que estamos entrenando, capacitando. Y le voy a decir al señor Parra y al señor Gómez, que si pueden hacer algo por su gente, también lo hagan. So I'm going to ask you, Gómez, Parra, and whoever Latinos are here, to do something for your own people. Do you know that the national board is supposed to implement 4-5 hours of Spanish language programming at each radio station? You know, additional. I mean, there's some places that they are, and they have done nothing. And I've been coming to ask you, because Aaron, you're not saying or that we don't make no money. Here is the proof. You can go to the records. Les pedimos, en este momento, ¿qué va a hacer Pacifica Foundation para nuestra gente, que no son blancos como ustedes? So, what is Pacifica going to do for the people that is not white? That is not white? No. Gracias.
Gracias.
Okay, I'd like to address you. My name is Agustin Cevada. And I'd like to ask a question. How many of you know what the civil rights law is here in the United States? Anybody? Raise your hand. What is it?
Which civil rights?
Oh, my fault. We can't cross off.
The civil rights law makes, it was passed in 1976 during the Lyndon Johnson administration as a result of the civil rights movements, not only of the African Americans, but of the Chicanos. And it's very important to understand what happened. The thing is that the civil rights law that was passed names specifically three groups: African Americans, Mexican Americans slash Chicanos, and women. And here in KPFK, LSB, the Pacifica Foundation are not following that. They're going against it. Okay. Some people use the word Latino. Latino has nothing, no meaning of any kind, and it's a way to get around having to do what's supposed to be done by law. By law, by law, you have to have Mexican Americans that are included, not excluded like they are now. And there's a trick that's been going on here with the Association of Spanish Language Workers and claiming they're the ones that are under that law, and that's not true. The law has been there for a long time, since 1976. Mexican Americans, we are Chicanos. We're bilingual. And the ASPP, or whatever the name of the totals are, is not a valid situation for them to be at, saying that they are the ones that are being taken care of. And this goes to the question of what is Ms. Radford and the permanent, temporary producer. And, you know, what are they doing? How many Chicanos are on the air here?
Thank you for your comment. It's time.
We have to be very clear about that. It's very important. This is a matter of law, federal law, and there's going to be a suit against this entity, not only the KPFK, but...
Thank you.
Okay, do what you want.
Thank you very much for your comments. Could everybody please show respect for the speakers by not talking among yourselves?
I spent the last year on your finance advisory committee, and I think we were pretty useless. We accomplished practically nothing, and in my opinion, that was because we didn't understand KPFK bookkeeping, which is what our business really was. And I have harangued and nagged the general manager, and she has agreed that she will put on a seminar at which she will teach us about how KPFK bookkeeping works. And most of the finance committee is interested in going to that seminar, and we think it would be an interesting thing and a useful thing for some of you, and you might want to come to the seminar. And I'm here to ask if there is anybody who wants to, and if so, let me know what morning or afternoon or evening or weekday or weekend would be handy to you, so it would be easy for you to attend it. Anybody interested?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
I see two, three. Okay. I'm through. I'll just pass around the clipboard here, and you can write down the time that would be most interesting to you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Buenos dias. My name is Elisa Mejia, and I have the only women's show in Spanish on KPFK. Tenemos un programa de mujeres en KPFK. Somos el único programa que tiene eso. I'm here because I'm very worried about the future of KPFK. And the future of KPFK has to do with people sitting in this room, all of you. Right now, our people are being terrorized. Right now, our people are being deported. Right now, all these traumas are not going anywhere. These traumas are going to affect you, are going to affect our communities, our schools, and it's going to have long-term effects. Our people, right now, the only radio station in Southern California that gives true information, true news, and actually legal advice sometimes for our people that they need to know what to do when there's raids and when there's deportations. All of this affects all of us. And if we don't take this serious, we're going to be living with traumas, psychological traumas, for the next 25 years, 30 years of our children.
Move it away.
The issue I have here is that KPFK over 5 years ago implemented five stations nationally need to implement Spanish programming, and that hasn't been done. There are people here who represent KPFK National Board. We are going to be putting pressure consistently. We are not going away. This is a fight for our lives, for our people. The people here in the LSB who represent and have to put pressure on the Pacifica National Board to get those 5 hours of Spanish programs all over the country needs to happen now. It needs to happen now. We cannot wait any longer.
Thank you.
It has happened at KPFK, but that's it.
Thank you very much.
Not the other stations. Thank you.
Thank you.
First off, I want to say thank you to those of y'all who have supported me in this. And secondarily, I want everyone here to be aware that I am an attorney, so that makes me an officer of the court. I am held to a higher standard, especially when it comes to disclosure. So I wanted to advise you of that first and primarily. And I also want to let everyone know that we are living in a time of alternative facts. What you hear and what seems is so simple on its face can be dangerous if you rely on that information that's disseminated in public forums. So I want to commend Mr. Kaiser and others who may have abstained from voting, because in this country, everyone is given due process. People are innocent until proven guilty. And here, you all have seen exactly what this is. We know what this is. So I'm going to caution each and every one of you guys who have a duty of loyalty and care to this foundation, not to each other, and fiduciary duty as well, to be careful in regards to making decisions with being fully informed. All of you, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi.
Okay. We have exhausted our time for public comments, but I see two people still in the queue, so let's try to keep our comments brief. I would much more prefer to be flexible with the audience than to spend time debating points of order, because I think that's very important to hear our public. So these two people will be last. Please, go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is Bernie Eisenberg. Listen, if you think that kicking somebody off the board because of an advisory position is a conflict of interest, here, let me educate you about another conflict of interest that I'm aware of. There's a 501c3 foundation which under the law is not allowed to promote people for office that has promoted this faction on their website. That 501c3 is called the Social Uplift Foundation. It's only two employees are Ken and Grace Aaron. So I suggest that there might be a conflict of interest there in promoting a platform of people to be elected to this board. In addition, on their website, they have some statements about throwing a lawsuit against Pacifica or KPFK. I think that's also a conflict of interest for a board member to issue that statement. So there's another website that actually rates 501c3s against the rest of the industry. And if you look at that website, you'll find out that this Social Uplift Foundation, formed by Ken and Grace Aaron, the only two employees who receive money from this foundation, rates so far below the average of 501c3s in terms of their positive contributions to a charity that it would blow your mind. So that's all I have to say about conflict of interest. Thank you.
Thank you. This is our last speaker.
Buenos días, tengan todos ustedes. Good morning, everybody.
My name is Roberto Garcia. Mi nombre es Roberto Garcia. I'm a new Spanish programmer. Hay una cosa que creí que podía ver aquí en estas reuniones, pero veo puro cosas buenas, pero veo puros ataques. Bueno, the first thing I observe in these meetings, the first thing is the slanderous attack. Supposed to be here, we have people with a really good ideas, with ideas to be.
I'm about to move over a little.
To have a really good community, but pero parece que no. It's really important to have programs to talk about the immigrants' problems. Es muy importante tener programas que hablen sobre los problemas de la gente migrante. And another kind of problems. We have a lot of problems here, like immigrants, I don't want to say that, but like Latinos, white people, Asian people, etc. I wanna tell you something. Like Spanish programmers, como programadores en español, hicimos. Okay. Un primer festival de Oaxaca por KPFK. En la cual reunimos $8,000 aproximadamente para la estación.
It's time. Could you compress your last comments? And so
quisiéramos que resolvieran sus problemas, pero si no pueden resolver los suyos, ¿cómo vamos a presentar los nuestros?
Point of order.
Thank you.
Point of order. Generally, when we have someone presenting in Spanish, we allow for extra time for the translation.
No, thank you. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Thank you very much, Sabina. We did give about 10 minutes extra to public comments today, but there was some discussion in between. We're going to. Yes, Mr. Kaiser.
This is a good example of how taking too much time really impedes our whole effort. I'd like to make a motion to reinstate the 70-second per person, including board members and members of the audience. If you get 70 seconds and you got your 5 minutes, you can speak four times. So I would like to make a motion to return to the 70-second parameter we've been following since the motion passed in October from the 120 seconds. Because we don't listen for 70 seconds. We all sit here until they finish. But if they have that parameter, it makes things better time-wise for everybody.
I'm going to rule that motion dilatory at this point. We're past time certain for the delegates assembly, so it's out of order. We need to adjourn the local recess. I'm sorry, not adjourn. We need to recess the local station board meeting at this time to convene our delegates assembly meeting.
So moved.
So let's to reconvene. Let's reconvene at 12 o'clock. Just for 7 minutes.